What is up, everyone? Welcome back to And Other Stuff podcast. It's been a minute. It has been a while.
In a few weeks.
We are back with a little bonus episode, aka the awards ceremony, aka the season finale, whatever you would like to call it. We're back just for one more episode. But first, we want to thank all of you for helping us reach our mark of 1,000 plays in season 4. We have done it, folks. We have reached the milestone. Mm-hmm. We're so excited. We can't thank you enough for the support. It's very awesome and incredible feeling. And also, through season 4, we have officially reached 2,000 plays all time across all platforms. If you go back to our YouTube days, it'd be more than 2,000, like a lot more, but
We're not concerned.
Just on the podcast streaming platforms, we've hit 2,000, which is so cool.
How many of those plays do you think are ours?
Like you and me?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think I've probably played about 20 to 30 times.
I would say about the same, which, probably.
So I'm just like one of the viewers, but yeah.
Yeah, just one of the fans.
But yeah, thank you, Ed. But thank you for your support. There have been a couple people that have like, or my brother or my dad or someone else will say like, this person listens and they really enjoy it. And so like, I look at the number of like 40 average listeners that we get like when we release an episode.
Uh-huh. 40, 50. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I wonder who these people are. And like, some of them are just like, wow, that person listens. Like, that's so cool. And so the reach that we've had has been not just our college friends or not just our siblings, but like very random people.
Yes.
Sort of those people who aren't like our age and who aren't super close to us. Like, thank you for listening. And we're so glad we can reach you guys with this and just entertain you guys. And so glad you guys are involved in this.
Yes,
so thank you.
Yes, we can't thank you enough. It's just like, I am geeking out so much. It's like such a cool feeling that we have hit a 4-digit number in like one season of a podcast episode that it was just like a silly idea that we came up with for a class project.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some exciting stuff planned for this episode. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go through some Academy Award categories and give our personal nominations for certain categories, and then we're also gonna rank films in our favorites and also just like the best. And we'll be doing that at the end of the episode, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But before we get too deep into it, we're gonna break for an ad.
All right, welcome back to And Other Stuff podcast. As we said before, we're doing the Academy Awards, and at the end we're going to rank our movies in terms of what we think is best and then what were our favorites of the season. But first, Aiden tallied together the list that we've been mentioning throughout the season of which actors have appeared in multiple movies and who took the crown for most movies.
Yes.
So why don't you give us that, Aiden?
Yes, so we have one person who reached 3 appearances in our 20 films, and then we have 7 people who tied for second with 2 appearances. Mm-hmm. And those 7 people are Harrison Ford for his appearance in Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Lucas Hedges for his performance in Manchester by the Sea and Lady Bird, George Clooney in Ocean's 11 and Oh Brother Where Art Thou, Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Ocean's 11, Anthony Daniels, the man, the myth, the legend, who plays C-3PO for his appearance in Star Wars and the Lego Movie, Don Cheadle, who appears in Avengers Endgame and Ocean's 11, and Casey Affleck, who appears in Manchester by the Sea and Ocean's 11. And the person with the most appearances, Jeremy Renner, for his appearances in Avengers Endgame, Arrival, and The Hurt Locker. So congratulations,
wow,
Jeremy Renner, for taking home the award there. Very, very excited for him. I'm sure he's speech.
so the common denominator was either Endgame or Ocean's 11.
Yeah, that was it.
That's funny. And then, oh, except for Lucas Hedges, I guess, who was Manchester by the Sea and Lady Bird, yeah.
Yes.
Interesting.
So we have all these categories. Michael mentioned the order to me beforehand, but I forgot what it was.
Before we get to that,
I'm just saying you're in charge of listing
yes,
the categories.
Yes, I'm in charge. I am in charge. But before we get to that, from my dad, I am going to talk about a stat kind of related to the last one that he wanted to bring up. He noticed something about the podcast.
Okay.
What he noticed was the strange amount of actors in our podcast or on the movies we've been watching that also appeared in the 1988 to 2018 sitcom Roseanne, starring Roseanne Barr and John Goodman. So John Goodman was in O Brother, Where Art Thou? Laurie Metcalf played Lady Bird's mother. There was Leonardo DiCaprio was in Roseanne, obviously Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. George Clooney was in Roseanne, as we just mentioned to him. And finally, one that I don't think my dad mentioned to me, Debbie Reynolds was in Roseanne, who was also in Singing in the Rain. So yeah, we have five actors from our podcast that are also in Roseanne, man. And that's my stat of the week.
Crazy stat of the day.
So thank you, Dad. What a brilliant mind to have. I need to talk to him about how he actually realized that.
I know,
so
that's a weird thing to just think of.
I didn't even know he was a Roseanne fan, but.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Let's move on. So, guys, I'm going to read you out the categories first. These are from the Academy Awards. It's not all of them because there's a lot of them, and a lot of them don't apply, like Best Animated. We weren't going to just rank Lego Movie and Ratatouille.
Yeah, yep.
Short films, documentaries, obviously. So a lot of them are taken out. The ones we are including, and this is the order we're going to announce them in, original song, score, VFX, costume, Best Screenplay, Cinematography, Director, Supporting Actress, Supporting Actor, Best Actress, Best Actor, and Best Picture. So do you want to just get started? Anything you want to say before?
Yeah, I just want to say that I was talking to Michael about some of my nominations, and some of them are going to be like completely dumb. Like, I have no idea what I'm talking about. So please do not take my word for meaning anything at all. And I'm excited for Michael to completely drag me for my nominations.
All right.
I'm hoping we have some similar ones, but I'm sure that there will be some that are completely outrageous. So that's all.
That's the permission I needed. So
I'm excited.
I guess let's get started. So do you want to, we'll alternate. So do you want to go first on original song or second?
I'll go second.
Okay.
I'll go first on original song. I punt. You got it.
Okay. Yeah, you defer. Okay. Bill Belichick. Okay. Original song. My nominees are Everything is Awesome from the Lego Movie by Tegan and Sarah.
Okay.
City of Stars, Ryan Gosling from La La Land. Singing in the Rain, Gene Kelly from Singing in the Rain. Good Morning by Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, and Debbie Reynolds from Singing in the Rain. Le Festine by Camille from Ratatouille.
Okay.
And the Academy Award goes to, should we say like And Other Stuff Award? The AOS Award?
Yeah, let's
do that. The AOS Award goes to Good Morning, Singing in the Rain.
Oh.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Your turn.
All right, my nominations for best song are City of Stars from La La Land. I don't have the people who wrote or sang the songs.
That's all good.
Everything is Awesome from the Lego Movie. Singing in the Rain from Singing in the Rain. And Man of Constant Sorrow from O Brother, Where Art Thou?
O Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes. And the AOS Award goes to City of Stars, La La Land.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I was kind of between City of Stars and Good Morning.
Dude, I will say, after we watch La La Land, I have City of Stars blasting in the car like for the last the next week after we watch
so good.
It is really good.
I will say, and I kept the O Brother, Where Art Thou songs off my list because they're not original songs, unfortunately.
Yeah, well,
it's okay,
sorry,
though,
everyone.
But it's interesting because all of those songs are from, like, they're like old songs from the Great Depression era. All right, so moving on, because let's move through this, because it's going to take forever.
Yeah, it's going to be a long episode.
But if you have a lot, if you have commentary, Aiden, to talk about mine, or I'm sure I will about yours, right, as we were just saying,
all right,
let's stop and do it. Okay. It's not that big of a deal.
All right.
Yeah, so score, and you'll go first on this one.
Okay.
And you know, just to say, score is like music, typically without lyrics. Yeah.
Did you have a specific, like... like songs, air quotation songs.
No, just the movies? Overall scores. Okay, yeah, gotcha. Just the movies.
All right, that's what I did. Okay, my nominations. The nominations for best score are La La Land, Avengers Endgame. Shakes his head.
I shake my head.
Dunkirk, Star Wars: The Last Jedi. And The Hurt Locker.
Okay.
And the AOS award goes to Dunkirk.
Hey, Hans Zimmer. Yeah, who did The Hurt Lockers?
I have no idea. Score. I have no idea. it's so hard for me because like some of these films we watched like in February, March.
Yeah.
And I like some of like I think that's why some of my nominations are going to be completely whack is because I can't remember some of it, but I just remember I wrote in my notes that the score was good, so I
yeah okay, fair. Yeah, I listened to the scores of all the ones I knew I wanted to nominate or knew that might be in the running. So like I listened to the scores of Endgame, Star Wars: The Last Jedi, and Arrival, thinking I might put them on, but I didn't. So here are my scores. La La Land, Justin Hurwitz. Pride and Prejudice, Jean-Yves Thibodeau, something like that. Okay. Dunkirk, Hans Zimmer. Singing in the Rain, Nacho Herb Brown. Raiders of the Lost Ark, John Williams. And the AOS award goes to Justin Hurwitz, La La Land.
Yes.
And I don't know, I was listening to that score and it was like, I think why I kept like Endgame and Star Wars off was because listening to the score, I was able to picture each individual scene that music was behind. But while watching it, you don't even think about the music that much, mm-hmm. which I don't think is a parameter for a good score, but it was just really good music. And like the score doesn't even include all the songs that you remember from La La Land, like City of Stars and The Audition and all that. So super special score. All right, VFX. All right. My nominees are, I didn't include names because there's about 100 names for VFX. Yep. So, nominees are Avengers Endgame, The Irishman, and Arrival. I only have three.
Okay.
And the AOS award goes to Avengers Endgame.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because it's just so much of it and it all looks good. Yep. So, they definitely deserve it.
Yep. My nominations for Best VFX are The Irishman, Avengers Endgame, Star Wars The Last Jedi, and Arrival.
Okay.
And the AOS award for Best VFX goes to Avengers Endgame.
Hey,
let's go. Bang. I'm glad Endgame got something.
I won something from me, that's right. I kept Star Wars off of this list because lightsaber, I know there's VFX in addition to lightsabers in the movie, but lightsaber effects are notoriously the easiest visual effects to do.
All right.
It's like the first thing that anyone does when learning VFX is makes a lightsaber. So that's why I kept it off. All right, so costumes next. So go ahead.
All right. My nominations for best costuming are The Irishman, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, La La Land, and Avengers Endgame.
Whoa. That's a reach. That's okay. Sorry. Okay. We're moving on. We're good.
All right. And the AOS award for best costuming goes to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay, respect. Okay. My costume nominees are Jacqueline Duran, Pride and Prejudice. Sandy Powell, The Irishman. Arianne Phillips, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Jeffrey Kurland, Dunkirk. And the AOS award goes to Jacqueline Duran, Pride and Prejudice.
Dude, I'm gonna just say it now. I definitely snubbed Pride and Prejudice hard in my
you
my
snubbed him a little bit. You gave Endgame a Here's the thing: the coolest costumes in Endgame, their time travel ones, were all CGI. That should have gone to VFX.
Right. Okay, well,
I'm just saying.
Listen, looking forward through the rest of my categories, Pride and Prejudice got snubbed hard. I will say.
Yeah, there. I was gonna say I don't think most of the nominees. Actually, but interesting. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
Best screenplay. So I'll go on this.
All right.
Best screenplay. Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Reginald Rose, 12 Angry Men. Kenneth Lonergan, Manchester by the Sea. Dial M for Murder, Frederick Knott. Lady Bird, Greta Gerwig. And the AOS award goes to Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
All right. Nice. I can respect. My nominations for best screenplay are Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino, Manchester by the Sea, who I forget who directed that one.
Kenneth Lonergan.
Thank you.
Kenneth
Lonergan. Thank you. La La Land, whoever nominated or directed that one. Sorry, bad with names,
well,
guys.
The screenplay would be the... Yeah.
And then those are my three.
Okay.
But I wanted to give, you know, I wanted to give an honorable mention to the Lego movie. It had no, listen, hear me out. It had no business winning this award, but I just wanted to give it appreciation because the, just like experiencing that like script within the movie is just like absolutely brilliant. Like even if it's a kid's movie, like just all the actors and execution of the script by all the actors is impeccable. And I just wanted to give it a shout out. But the AOS award for best screenplay goes to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
All right, another sweep. So so far the sweeps have been screenplay and VFX.
Yes.
Endgame.
Confirmed.
All right, best cinematography, go ahead.
Okay, my nominations for best cinematography are Dunkirk, Arrival, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and La La Land. And the AOS award for best cinematography goes to Dunkirk.
Okay, I can respect that. Mine are Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Roger Deakins, Roman Osen, Pride and Prejudice, Hoyte van Hoytema, Dunkirk, Harold Rosen, Singing in the Rain. And best cinematography goes to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Roger Deakins.
All right.
Yeah.
Very cool. I was just laughing at the fact that I am skipping over Pride and Prejudice like so hard.
I know, for everyone. I mean, it's fair. I don't even know. Well, I won't give anything away actually. But it's not. Well, Pride and Prejudice isn't really a winner in many of these. It's just like maybe it pops up here and there. But kind of true to life because they only got nominated for a few things. I don't think they won anything. But yeah. All right. Best director. This was actually the hardest category for me to pick. Alfred Hitchcock, Dial M for Murder, Sidney Lumet, 12 Angry Men, Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Scorsese, The Irishman, Damien Chazelle, La La Land, and Steven Spielberg, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And the AOS award goes to Martin Scorsese, The Irishman. I just think that I thought really long and hard about this, but I think that I feel like he did the most work of any of these directors, because I think like thinking about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 12 Angry Men, I mean, all these really, it's like you think about the actors, especially like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood or like La La Land or the music in La La Land, for instance. But The Irishman was purely like the look of it and just the...
Yep.
The essence of it, and I think that Scorsese did such a good
job. Yeah.
I'm defending my decision to not pick a couple of the other directors.
Okay. I mean, to be fair, we had a lot of like a lot of good directors.
Amazing directors. We're picking some of the best.
Yeah, some of these nominations were very challenging. And there was, Michael and I were talking before, there's one snub for best actor that we both left off. He probably deserves to be there, but there were just so many great performances, and it's like a lot of films. So, all right, this is best director, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. My nominations for best director are Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Christopher Nolan, Dunkirk, the Coen Brothers, O Brother, Where Art Thou? Steven Spielberg, Indiana Jones, and Martin Scorsese, The Irishman. And the AOS award goes to Martin Scorsese, The Irishman.
Hey, how about that?
I agree. I remember when we watched The Irishman, I was like, ooh, like, I think this is probably like one of my top favorite films. And the weird thing is, I don't know that I want to sit down and watch it again, like, anytime soon. Just because it's so long. And I don't want to put myself through that, but it is like, seriously, a really good film. You know, Martin Scorsese, very deserving of this award. Great performance in the the direction of the film.
Yeah. All right, Aiden, take it away for Best Supporting Actress.
Best Supporting Actress. My nominations for Best Supporting Actress are Margot Robbie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Karen Allen from Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Michelle Williams from Manchester by the Sea. And the AOS award for Best Supporting Actress goes to Michelle Williams, Manchester by the Sea.
Yay. Is that your first win for Manchester?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. All right. So mine are Rosamund Pike, Pride and Prejudice, Michelle Williams, Manchester by the Sea, Laurie Metcalf, Lady Bird, and Gene Hagen, who played Lena Lamont in Singing in the Rain. That was kind of my throw-in. but the AOS award goes to Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird.
Yep, that was a good performance. I can get behind that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Best Supporting Actor. I can get behind that. All right, moving on.
I can get behind it, but I didn't nominate her.
Get behind it. Maybe next time. Maybe next year. Best Supporting Actor. I have Lee J. Cobb, 12 Angry Men, who played juror member 3.
Okay.
Lucas Het, like, if that says anything to anyone in the audience. Yeah. the main antagonist. Lucas Hedges, Manchester by the Sea. Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Donald O'Connor, Singing in the Rain. Al Pacino, The Irishman. And the AOS award goes to Lee J. Cobb, 12 Angry Men.
All right. My nominations for Best Supporting Actor. I kind of cheated with this one a little bit. Brad Pitt from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Ocean's 11.
Please say Don Cheadle next. That's all I'm waiting for. Please say Don Cheadle and Anthony Mackie for two different movies for both of them.
Please do it. I beg you. No. Lucas Hedges for his performance in Manchester by the Sea. Al Pacino for his performance in The Irishman. And Anthony Mackie for his performance in The Hurt Locker and Avengers Inc. No. No. Just The Hurt Locker. And the award for Best Supporting Actor goes to Brad Pitt.
Okay. True to life.
I'm a huge Brad Pitt fan, so he...
Absolutely. But what did he win it for? Is it like 40%? Oceans and then 60% Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I would say probably 60% Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 40%.
Okay. Oceans. Okay. Yeah. Sick. All right, Best Actress. You go.
I'm first, yeah. Okay.
Wait, or do I go? Yeah, you go first.
Yeah, it's me. My nominations for Best Actress are Emma Stone, La La Land, Saoirse Ronan from Lady Bird.
Yeah.
Debbie Reynolds from Singing in the Rain.
Hey.
Amy Adams from Arrival, and Grace Kelly from Dial M for Murder.
Nice, good picks.
And the award for Best Actress goes to Emma Stone, La La Land.
Good pick.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it a lot. Great performance, Emma. Really great job.
I would not have picked, and I didn't, Grace Kelly.
Okay.
But otherwise, I'm the same as you. So I have Emma Stone, La La Land, Saoirse Ronan, Lady Bird, Debbie Reynolds singing in the rain. And then instead of Grace Kelly, I guess, Keira Knightley, Pride and Prejudice, Amy Adams, Arrival. But if I'm honest, Keira Knightley and Amy Adams were kind of throw-ins because I didn't want to do just three best actresses.
Okay.
And really, I think like they're not really quite on the level of Debbie Reynolds, Saoirse Ronan, and Emma Stone. But the AOS award goes to Emma Stone for La La Land.
Ayo. Is that four sweeps now?
I think so.
All right.
What were they? Actress, screenplay, VFX, and Best Director, Scorsese.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Good memory. Great work.
Yeah. Okay. Best Actor. Is that me or you going first?
That is you first.
Okay. I'm losing it, guys. I don't know what's going on. Okay. Best Actor. Casey Affleck, Manchester by the Sea. Henry Fonda, 12 Angry Men. Robert De Niro, The Irishman. Gene Kelly, Singing in the Rain. Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And the AOS award goes to Henry Fonda, 12 Angry Men.
Interesting.
Okay,
all right. My nominations for Best Actor are Leonardo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, George Clooney for his performance in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And Ocean's 11.
Stop.
Robert De Niro for his performance in The Irishman. Adam Sandler for his performance in Uncut Gems.
Okay.
And the AOS award goes to Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I really had to hang in there for a second.
Wait, were we not talking about you nominating Andy Garcia for something?
Yeah, I nixed it. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I was getting ready to go in on you. Thinking Andy Garcia.
No, I was going to throw Andy Garcia in for Best Supporting Actor, but that was also a throw-in, so it didn't seem like it mattered too much. So.
Fair. All right, Best Picture.
Here we go.
You're first.
Me first. All right, my nominations for Best Picture are Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Irishman, Dunkirk, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And La La Land. And the AOS award for Best Picture goes to The Irishman.
Okay. Wow. I think I was expecting that from you. I was expecting either Endgame or The Irishman.
Wow, Endgame? Really?
I was hoping not, but I didn't. I wasn't too sure.
Oh, come on.
All right, my Best Pictures. And I guess like we should have said the producer's name, but who cares? So for Best Picture, 12 Angry Men, La La Land, The Irishman, Singing in the Rain, Dial M for Murder, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And the AOS award goes to La La Land.
Is this one of those things where we accidentally read the wrong card?
No. It's just a good thing Moonlight is not on the list this season.
I'm glad that La La Land actually won the award.
I guess we should probably email La La Land and tell them that they won.
Yeah, we should.
They feel good about that.
Yes.
All right, so quickly, I wanted to ask, or not quickly, just take as long as you want, I don't care. Are there any movies that did not get nominated for you for anything?
I didn't write this down.
I didn't either. I'm just looking now.
Yeah, let me look at the list of episodes that we have.
Okay, so I think just thinking through it for me, I'll answer my own question. Ocean's 11 was not nominated for anything for me. Uncut Gems was not. I don't think The Hurt Locker was for me. And otherwise, yeah, everything else was.
I believe mine are 12 Angry Men, which is weird that it didn't get nominated.
It's a big miss.
That is a big miss. and Ratatouille.
Oh, sorry, Remy.
I know. I did have Ratatouille in for sound editing, but we nixed sound editing. So.
Yeah, I was. Yeah,
it's all right. And Pride and Prejudice. And I believe that is all.
Okay.
I guess the Lego movie, I don't know.
Everything is Awesome, you said, was not.
Okay, big. Yep. Thank you for the reminder.
So got
yep.
something.
All right. Well.
Yeah, all right. Good job to all the movies that did well. Sorry to those
Shout
that
out.
Didn't.
Shout out. Also, if if you don't agree with us, let us know. I'm interested to hear what everyone has to say about their personal awards. I think it'd be fun to do like a fan favorite, like a little poll or something.
Yeah.
But
oh, I didn't nominate Star Wars. Duh. Okay.
SMH. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Shall we get into the rankings?
But yeah, no, I agree with you. We should get I would love to hear from you guys about what you agree with this on and what you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I don't know.
And
I don't know
if
how we'll do
Brad
that,
Pitt deserved more of a percent, and if Brad Pitt deserved more credit from once Ocean's 11 instead of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in Aiden's percentage,
and if you think that Anthony Mackie's performance in Avengers Endgame was better than his performance in The Hurt Locker,
right? And if you do think that Andy Garcia should have been nominated, Best Picture.
Best Picture,
yeah.
Dunkirk, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Andy Garcia, La La Land.
Andy Garcia. If you think Don Cheadle got scammed.
He got snubbed.
If he got snubbed, then please phone in.
All right.
So let's go with best first.
Okay.
How about that?
All right. I'm going to go from last to first, right?
Yeah. Okay. And then, because favorite's kind of more fun.
Yeah. And
okay.
I will say, just to preface these rankings, Michael and I agreed that there's just a lot of films and it's hard to like kind of rank them all at once.
I didn't agree to that.
No? Okay. Well, in the matter that like your middle 12 were like...
Oh, yes. Oh, I did agree to that.
Yeah. So
my bad.
We both kind of knew what our like bottom four were and our top four or five were. But the middle was all just kind of like, they're all equivalent. They're all the same kind of, some of them are better than
Here's
others.
Here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say, Aiden Massey.
It's a good middle ground.
I did say that. I did also spend like 2 hours ranking.
Wow. I did not spend 2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all good. No. I didn't expect you to, right. But I will. I'm pretty confident
What's that
about
supposed
this
to
list. No. I'm pretty confident about my list.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, I'll go first.
First. I'll say that I could definitely see like some of these rankings. I could definitely see myself like looking back on these in like next week and be like, probably not. So don't take these to heart.
Yeah, I could probably flip one or two here or there, but like
go ahead.
By one spot maybe.
Yeah, go
but
ahead,
whatever.
So, whatever.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
So here's best. Here's best. The 20th best film on the list this season was Star Wars: The Last Jedi. Number 19, Avengers Endgame.
Dear God.
I'm being dead serious. I'm not trying to be spiteful.
Okay, all right. Continue.
This is just my list.
Your hate. Okay. Continue.
For what I actually no. And I want to preface this by saying I dislike Star Wars. I do. But Avengers, I don't really dislike the movie. I didn't love it, but I don't like have anything against it. And from like Avengers up, I like all the movies.
Okay.
I don't like Star Wars though.
Okay.
Number 18, Arrival. Number 17, Ocean's 11. Number 16, The Lego Movie. 15, Uncut Gems. 14, Ratatouille. 13, The Hurt Locker. 12, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? 11, Pride and Prejudice. 10, Manchester by the Sea. 9, Lady Bird. 8, Raiders of the Lost Ark. 7, Dunkirk. 6, Dial M for Murder.
Oh, man.
5, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. 4, The Irishman. 3, Singing in the Rain. 2, 12 Angry Men. And 1, La La Land.
Man, wow, I cannot wait for my oh, my
God. Okay, so this is what's funny. Thinking about this, I thought about this a lot last night and this morning and stuff, and a couple days before too, when we thought we were going to do it, the podcast. I've been thinking about this a lot. I was thinking that you would have nominated a lot more of like Avengers and stuff, but what it sounded like from your reaction just now is that your rankings for like what's the actual best movies are very different from mine. Because our nominations were in general pretty similar.
They are a little bit.
Yep. But here's, well, so like my top six on the best list were my top six that were nominated for Best Picture for me. Is that not how yours was?
My top five were, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was just curious. Okay. Interesting. I'm excited to see what yours are.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
And this is, by the way, this is not favorite. This is best.
Yes, this is best. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Number 20, The Lego Movie.
Okay.
No hate against The Lego Movie whatsoever.
Sounds like hate to me, nope. Dude.
There's just better movies out there.
I just immediately get defensive.
Number 19, Star Wars The Last Jedi. Number 18, Ocean's 11. Number 16...
No, 17.
I messed up my numbers. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Number 18. 17. Oh, my God.
17. This is why you were nervous. I know. It wasn't because what you picked. It's just because your number.
It's about the numbers, yeah. 17, Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
16, Ratatouille. 15, Uncut Gems. 14, Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. 13?
14? 13? 14? I don't know.
Goodness. Okay.
Rewind. Can we rewind a bit?
Goodness. Okay. I think... All right. I'll do 13. Why not?
you can just count as
13,
well.
13, Lady Bird. 12, Singing in the Rain. 11, The Hurt Locker. 10, Pride and Prejudice. 9, Manchester by the Sea. 8, 12 Angry Men. 7, Arrival. 6, Dial M for Murder. 5, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? 4, Dunkirk. 3, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. 2, La La Land, and 1, The Irishman.
Okay. No, that's a good list. I wrote down, so Indiana Jones I felt was low, 12 Angry Men I felt was low, and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou and Arrival I thought were super high. Because like those are just like the four that we swapped, and everything else was basically in the same place.
Okay. All right, cool.
That's a pretty solid list, though.
Cool. I will say that for the favorites, my list is, my numbering is good on that one, so we will have fun.
But I kind of struggle with Indiana Jones, because I think rewatching it was like, I don't like this movie quite as much as I did when I was 9 years old, but still a great movie. So I was kind of confused where to put that. And I think that I was trying to like not let my bias of loving Pride and Prejudice get in the way. But then I was like, no, I actually think it isn't about the 11th position, which you put it at like 10, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, the Hurt Locker and Pride and Prejudice, I did not like a lot, but I still put them at 10, 11 because they're...
Right. Yeah. And Hurt Locker was 13 for me, so... Interesting. Okay, yeah. Yeah, pretty similar lists. What?
I'm just waiting for the favorites. You're going to be so mad at me.
Okay. All right. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Let's do it. So favorites. Number 20. Okay, so this is funny. Forget it. Whatever. Number 20. Star Wars.
I knew it.
Yeah, that's no surprise. Number 19. Avengers Endgame. Number 18. Arrival. Yeah, I know. I know you really liked Arrival. But I think this was the more difficult list to do than best, because it was like, I know Star Wars, Endgame, and Arrival are at the bottom, and then past that, it was like, yeah. I really like all these movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, Star Wars, then Endgame, 18, Arrival, 17, Lady Bird, 16, Ocean's 11, 15, The Irishman, which was a surprise for me. It was pretty low. 14, The Hurt Locker. 13,
Uncut
Gems.
Wait, whoa. Back up. The Irishman at 15?
I was going to say you didn't react. Yeah, because I think I was thinking about it. I was like, wait, but I enjoyed it so much. I think I was so obsessed and like struck and like touched by the craft of it. Like I was talking about with Scorsese, like the craft that went into that movie. I think I was just so in awe of it in terms of like I agree with you. I don't want to sit down and watch it again. Like in terms of actually like enjoying the movie and like it being like my favorite, I enjoyed the movie, but it wasn't my favorite. I think I just really appreciated the filmmaking of it, but yeah, number 15, that was my biggest surprise when I actually sat down to think about it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. 14, The Hurt Locker, 13, Uncut Gems, 12, Manchester by the Sea, 11, The Lego Movie, 10, Indiana Jones, 9, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 8, Dunkirk, 7, Dial M for Murder, 6, Ratatouille, 5, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, 4, 12 Angry Men, 3, La La Land, 2, Singing in the Rain, 1, Pride and Prejudice.
I knew it.
Still my favorite. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was also really low, like surprisingly low for me. Yeah. I sat down and was like, yeah, actually there are 8 movies I think I enjoy more.
Yeah, interesting.
Which is interesting. Yeah.
All
right, bud, your turn.
I can tell you.
All right, go ahead.
I can tell you're definitely like an old school film guy. Like all this new stuff that the kids are making, goodness, who needs it?
Yeah, it just doesn't stand up. No, not at all.
All right, are you ready? You ready for this?
I'm ready to hear this.
Number 20, Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, it hurts! It hurts.
Okay. 19, The Hurt Locker.
Yeah, I figured that.
18, The Lego Movie. 17, Uncut Gems. 16, Singing in the Rain. 15, Dial M for Murder. 14, 12 Angry Men. 13, Ratatouille. 12, Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. 11, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. 10, Lady Bird. 9, Ocean's 11. 8, Manchester by the Sea. What are you looking at me like that for?
Because this is getting dangerous, man. I have a story to tell after this.
8, Manchester by the Sea. 7, Arrival. 6, Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Oh, gosh. I can breathe.
5, Avengers Endgame. 4.
Wow.
What?
Oh, that's surprising. Okay.
What, that it's that high or that low?
That's low. I thought it was low.
4, Dunkirk. 3, The Irishman. 2, La La Land. 1, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, awesome. I mean, that's not too unexpected. I guess I thought number 6 was a little high.
I figured you would. I'm just
it's interesting.
Just a big Star Wars Marvel guy, you know? It's
well, I think that what's interesting is like What, you put Pride and Prejudice, then Hurt Locker, and then Lego Movie, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what I love about this is, like, I put Star Wars, then Endgame, which are, like, the movies I had gripes about, then pretty much everything else I said basically positives about. Mm-hmm. And the same goes for you, where, like, you didn't really like Hurt Locker or Pride and Prejudice, and from the Lego Movie on, you talked pretty much only good things about those movies. So it's, like, that's what made it difficult is, like, man, I really enjoyed
18
out of these 20 movies, which is, like, the case for both of us. And, again, like, I don't even really dislike Endgame that much. It's just, I don't think it's that good, but... That's interesting. That's cool. It's good that we enjoyed so many of the movies.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember you, like, being so surprised by Dead Island for Murder, and yet that's, like, so low. Same with, like, Irishman for me.
Yeah.
Where it was, like, I was so surprised and liked this, and then it's 15. So, yeah. Okay, awesome. But if you want to respond to that before
yeah,
I move on.
Yeah, I think it's interesting also, like, I put Pride and Prejudice and Hurt Locker as my bottom two on favorite. Yet for the best, I put them at 10 and 11 just because I know that they're like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like solid films. I just like, didn't like them.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. Yeah.
And personally, I just, part of me hates Pride and Prejudice just because you love it so much.
I feel that way about Endgame. and definitely Star Wars.
And I will say looking at it now, Star Wars is probably a little high on my list.
It's up to you. I can't say speak for what you enjoy or not.
I think just like me personally, like Star Wars and Marvel stuff, like they're a big part of my like cinematic.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, my preferences or whatever. And I just have like a lot of attachment to those two film franchises.
Yeah. Totally.
Endgame, I would feel really bad ranking it like in one over all those other films because like, yeah, I love it a lot, but it's not the best film known to man. Like, it's a good superhero movie, you know?
But do you think you enjoy it more than Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Do you think it's your favorite? You think Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, do you think that it becomes your favorite because it's also a great movie? Like, do you think Once Upon a Time in Hollywood takes the cake because you are aware that it's also critically acclaimed and, like, a great movie?
I'm sure that there's like some kind of like we're thinking higher of films because they won awards and you know
exactly.
I mean, obviously they're good films and they won awards, but we're thinking of them more highly than other films because they won awards. But I think, I mean, that question like is essentially the same as me ranking The Hurt Locker and Pride and Prejudice at 10, 11. It's just me hating them rather than loving them, like. And I mean, on my list, I ranked Endgame in like the bottom four or five for best, but I just like loved it a lot.
Yeah, no, for sure. Interesting. The story I was waiting for you to say Last Jedi because I was like, oh, just say it already. I can't have it be that high.
It's gonna hop up to number three.
But I remember back at the beginning of the pandemic when we were first sent home. I remember Aiden hosted a Zoom event of ranking his the Marvel, the MCU movies.
Yes.
And I don't remember what movie it was, but it wasn't popping. Or I was like, yeah, that won't be until like the top three. And you said it, and I was like, you're joking. At like number 12 or something. I don't even remember what number it was. I don't even remember what movie it was, but I was like, you're kidding me right now. And so it was like kind of the inverse of what just happened. But
yeah.
That's funny.
That whole ranking ceremony was like, there were a lot of debates going on there.
Yeah, everyone was really engaged. Yes. Yeah.
Great time.
But, wow. So, I'm just trying to look at the movies.
I mean, honestly, like, as a little wrap-up, I guess. I don't know. Do you have any more to say?
Yeah, wrap it.
Yeah, a little wrap-up. I mean, again, we can't thank you enough for listening to two college students ramble on about movies. It's super fun, you know. I get to talk with one of my good friends about movies that I haven't seen before, and I learn a lot from it, and I'm glad that people find entertainment in that. Michael and I haven't even discussed season 5. We have no idea what we're doing yet. We don't know when it's going to start, but we hope that you like remain a fan and a follower, and catch us when we appear once again on the horizon.
Absolutely. And Yeah, excited for next season. I'm not sad that the season's over. I don't know. Like, it's it feels just like a beginning, because it's like, wow, we were successful, more successful than we were before, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't. So I'm just kind of excited to do more, whether it be like a similar structure, and whether it be about movies in season five, or if we just take a complete turn and try something new, which might be the case. But yeah, thank you guys so much for the support. It was so much fun getting to make content that wasn't just for us, but it was for people, you know? Because I think at first it definitely was for us to do something cool and to do something productive on our weekends. But now I definitely have a really good kind of pressure where I am hitting record because someone wants to listen to it. And that's not to get ahead of myself. I know there's only 50 of you listening, but even that small amount of people, that's really special.
Thinking about it, like 50 is like, I know it's not a crazy amount, but compared to what we started with when we were talking about student life and debating cupcakes and all the nonsense, talking about Reuben Hall and how much we loved and hated it, like, and getting those like 15 listeners, 20 listeners, like, and especially now to be making something that people actually want to listen to, something that we enjoy talking about, something that we are both very passionate about, I'm very proud of what we've done. So
absolutely. All right, guys, well, that's a wrap for season four. We will catch you in season five, I guess. That's it.
We are signing off, and we will see you later, I guess.
See you guys. Thank you so much.
Peace.